Did I tell you about the cupboard? I might have told you this before. There's a cupboard, behind
the
till
in
the
cupboard.
Shop. Well, kind of. Well, you know that whole thing about you can create your own job? You know, there's lots of posts on Twitter and stuff all the time about how to make your job more bearable.
Oh, sorry. So how to make a job with to make your own job within
the
job.
Yeah.
Okay. How does that work?
And I thought of this in, you know, many years ago, 1991 or something, because I worked in a card shop and it was boring and it was busy and my colleagues were usually all right, but our manager was horrendous. And I would just get tired. I would just get really tired of the constant stream of people. And there was a little cupboard behind the till. And if one of my colleagues was there, I would just say, oh, I'm just going to sit in the cupboard for 5 minutes. It was like a, you know, it's kind of half my height, maybe. And not big. It was just under the stairs going up to the, you know, obviously the stairs go up, don't they? There was a first floor in the shop. So this was a little cupboard under the stairs. And it was just that feeling of I just need to be in the dark and not speaking for 5 minutes. And I would just sit there and just... Because it also just feels so public. It reminds me of working in a bar where you constantly feel watched. Mm. A bit like being on stage. And I just found it really stressful. So yeah, I used to go into my up cupboard.
That's incredible.
Come out again.
You tell a colleague, I'm just going to go in the cupboard for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, she would do the same.
She'd do the same?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
We'd both
just
be allowed like a little kind of... Yeah.
Oh, okay. If it was a mutual thing and everyone knew about it, I guess it's fine.
Yeah, our boss didn't.